The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. Holly has pushed the button. We were in black and white a few minutes ago, but now we are in glorious Technicolor. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
By popular demand.
That's right. By popular demand. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Have you guys gotten used to writing that on your checks and stuff? 2020, have you had to... Not that you two are writing checks, I know.
Checks!
So, have you had to write 2023 yet on any document?
Yeah, I've had to.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had a few double takes. Wrong.
Yeah.
It's a three.
Yeah. Holly, have you had to write the year on anything yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you got it. You're like, oh, darn it. I wrote it in pen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I got to scratch that out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. What is time anyways?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, what is it?
Yeah. Mm. I haven't had to write it yet. I have to today. I'm going to the doctor for a physical.
Let's get physical.
Animal. Oops.
That's fine. You can animal too. Let's get animal.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Power Rangers, Holly?
Oh, speaking of time, 30 years ago.
Oh, God.
1993, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers made their American debut on After School Fox. Coming home, watching them. That was what was happening. Now, for the 30th anniversary of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in the United States, we're getting a new Power Rangers special over on Netflix.
Wow.
Power Rangers Cosmic Fury.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be any cameos by the old school, the OGs?
There certainly are, Alexis. We've got some OGs. We've got the blue Power Ranger and the black Power Ranger. They're back. I gotta say, they're looking nice.
All right.
Looking refreshed.
Really?
Yes.
1993 is 30 years.
It is.
Oh.
David Yost, who played Billy the Blue Ranger. We also have Karen Ashley. She played the Yellow Ranger. She was the second Yellow Ranger.
Oh.
I know. Look, you need a flow chart for these Power Rangers.
Yeah. Like Game of Thrones. What family are you in?
Well, we've got some original folks. But, you know, there is a little controversy happening in the world of Power Rangers because the original Pink Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson, she's not coming back. Let's Hollywood speak why she's not coming back for the Power Rangers special. She said, for the record, I never said no. I just didn't say yes to what was offered. But
well,
fun's in store.
So she was...
she wanted more money.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. She wanted more green money for her pink Power Ranger.
Exactly.
Now, is this a movie, Holly, or is this like a reunion special that like Henry Winkler would produce?
This is going to be a reunion special movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. So we're going to be able to watch it. It's just a special. It's celebrating the legacy. This is basically an infomercial for Power Rangers. But if you want your nostalgia tickled in that way,
go over
to Netflix. They're going to tickle you this fall.
Are you, Lex, was this your generation? Did you?
I miss the Power Rangers, but my brothers liked the Power Rangers. So
okay.
I'm sure that they'll be pretty excited about this.
Holly, this missed you too, right? Were you a little too old or no? Was this
just right on the cusp.
Yeah. Right on the cusp?
Because
okay.
I liked the first original series. So there was the season one with Rita Repulsa. And it was very much, you could tell that these guys were splicing the original Japanese version and throwing in some Americanized stuff. But it was cool for like a year. And then I moved on. But I get the appeal. It's like, we're going to wear fun tights and helmets. And we're going to go kick some Megazord butt.
Well, that's Alexis on a Thursday. So, I mean, you know, that's... Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
This missed me. I was in college.
It's like Fight Club, though. So
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah, this completely missed me. This was out of my.
Oh right.
I was a.
By then, 93. College. Yeah, you 93. Were in college?
First year. 93.
Yeah, you
though.
Didn't have time for that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't have time for that.
Like, no.
I was trying to make. Trying to have a girlfriend in 93. I was with Bernice in 93.
That was a Bernice year.
Yeah, I was trying to act like I liked ladies in 93. Oh my God. I just told that story recently. It wasn't Bernice, but I took home some other unlucky woman. And my freshman year, this is the same apartment, Lex, that my ferret. My ferret took his life jumping out of the 18th story window. It's the same apartment. Ooh, and Lex, I don't think pour one out for Nanook, everyone. B. Arthur's favorite story. Lex and I have been together for 15 years, and it's B. Arthur's favorite story talking about.
It's so funny.
Nanook jumping out of the window. Anyway, that same apartment, Lex.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told you this, and I'll make this quick. It is quick. I put the moves on a young lady, and I brought her back to my pad because I lived in, you know, I had a roommate. I lived in a like off campus apartment. And I took her to my love nest. I took her to the bedroom and we were making out, and she looked above my bed and she goes, "Who are those people?" I had framed in alphabetical order the cast of Dallas, their publicity photos above my bed. And I said, "Oh, that's the cast of Dallas." And she looked at me, and you talk about a mood killer.
My mom's calling. I got to go.
The makeout says she's like, you have the cast of Dallas above your bed? You freak? She promptly exited my love nest. I think the making out did not continue much past that moment of recognition of the Dallas cast and framed photos above my bed.
It's like going to the dentist office and you see the the tropical landscape.
Yep. Well, I didn't see anyone's tropical landscape that night.
She left.
Dear friends, coming up in our third hour, it is the 47th annual My Talk Awards presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Once again, we will be handing out the talkies. That's right. The talkies will be handed out. How exciting is that, everyone? We can't wait. Each weekday show plus the My Talk Academy will nominate who and what they think should win. And today, in our third hour, at the top of eight, we are going to announce the nominations.
Yes!
That's right.
You can start voting then, too.
You can vote right away, right today, after nice.
Yeah, mytalk1071.com.
That's right. Keyword awards, everyone. When we return, Carol Baskin. Is her husband still alive? Alexis has an update from our news desk right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 1071, everything entertainment, everything Lonely Goat Herds. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Oh, that's so sad.
Lonely Goat Herds? Yeah. It's all right, though.
Okay.
It's time for
a herd.
What?
At least it's a herd, right?
Yeah, they're lonely, but it's a herd.
They're at least together being lonely.
Yeah. It's time for our brand new segment. What would it have sounded like had Arnold Schwarzenegger been in Titanic? Here we go.
He's a very rare diamond. Jagger, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. We're in this.
All right.
Wearing only this. The last thing I need is another picture of me looking like a porcelain doll. As a paying customer, I expect to get what I want. Look at my boobies, Jack. Look at them. Come on. So nice.
There we go, everybody. That's what Titanic would have sounded like
if
with
only.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's right. Yeah.
Doesn't have the same tenderness.
It doesn't. Does it? No. Look at my boobies, Jack.
Was he lighting a cigar? Thought I heard like the Zippo lighter.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, Jason and Alexis. In the morning. We're going to go to the news desk now, Holly, with Alexis Thompson for the Carol Baskin husband. Is he dead? Update from Alexis Thompson. Good morning, Alexis.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
That's right.
Guess what?
What?
You know, Carol Baskin's second husband, Don Lewis, the one that we all kind of suspected she had something to do with his disappearance.
Uh-huh.
He's alive.
What?
And in Costa Rica. I guess we found this out a year ago, but now it's gone viral because he was legally declared dead in 2002. But he's been in Costa Rica living it up, I guess. 84 years old. And now, of course, Carol Baskin is like, yeah, you know, all this drama is made about me having something to do with it. Nope. My husband, Don Lewis, alive and well in Costa Rica.
Hey, Alexis, I don't mean to interrupt you, but...
Yes, more news?
We have breaking news just into TMZ. Carol Baskin's husband is actually still dead. That's right, that is not the guy.
Wait, what?
Yes. Well, oh wait, no, now they've disputed that.
Wait, Jason, what is happening? No, I...
Oh, the first, okay.
Yeah. Homeland Security has said.
Oh, yeah, forget this news break.
I was going to say, oh my gosh, what?
I'm getting husbands confused. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought, okay.
You thought this was the one that likes to dress like a cat?
Yes.
The third one.
This is the first one. Okay, there we go.
This is the second husband. Yeah.
I'm confusing husbands. Got it.
Right. Okay. Well, there's three of them. For mm-hmm.
Well, who has the receipts that said that Don Lewis is still alive?
Well, Homeland Security has said it. Wait, what do you mean? Who has the receipts?
Yeah. Meaning, are we learning this from Carol Baskin herself? Because I don't trust her.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is this coming from some kind of authority?
Yeah. No, the FBI and Homeland Security has confirmed that last year he was found to be alive and living in Costa Rica.
Holy crap. Secretary Mayorkas is confirming Carol Baskin's husband's.
This is important stuff here.
This is very important stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Because remember, we were all on this. Like, you know, this husband of yours disappeared.
Yeah.
You've had to have something to do with it, Carol. Fed him to the tigers. But no.
Remember
how vindicated.
Remember how obsessed we all were with this?
That first season.
We had nothing else to do. It was during the pandemic.
Right.
You know,
it was the perfect time.
It was just, we needed an escape. And that provided it. I mean, those first dark days of the pandemic, the only thing that kept us going was, you know, Joe Exotic.
Yes.
And his budding music career.
Oh, and digging the meat and stuff out of the dumpsters to feed to the kitties.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? And then for himself, too? And his husband's?
I know. Here's a little bit of Joe Exotic's Here, Kitty, Kitty. Take a listen to this.
She was a rich woman. She had rich taste. She felt the blood running through her veins.
Which we found out this isn't even him.
She liked the life she had. She loved her big cats and the beauty of being untamed.
I just want to hear the chorus.
Well, everything was fine, just as sweet. sweet as wine, but her husband went and disappeared.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Something wrong here.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, here, kitty, kitty. Mama's got some treats for you.
No!
Here, kitty, kitty.
Holly, have you ever heard this?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I just, listening to that Joe Exotic track.
Yeah.
I have secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
For civilization. That the whole thing
even happened.
That this happened, that we were into it, that we talked about it.
It is embarrassing.
That it spun off into fictionalized limited series on streaming services.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We should all just be embarrassed for ourselves. Think about that. Think about that.
Seriously.
He was also on Dancing with the Stars, remember?
Oh, yeah!
Mm-hmm.
2020.
Yes!
And, of course, now Joe Exotic, 21-year sentence is he's serving right now. So,
you know, he's trying to get out.
Yeah, he always.
Yeah, there's the hashtag, free Joe Exotic.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed for all of us that we were that obsessed over it.
But, we really were, though.
Oh, God. Seriously, we loved it. We just ate it up. But again, we didn't have a lot going on. You know what I mean?
Well, there were all the different characters, too. You had Carol and her riding her bike around and how she taking care of these kitties and raising money. And then you had Joe Exotic and, you know, his all of that. His boyfriends and the people who worked at the zoo. Oh. You can call it a zoo.
A journey.
Yes,
he went on a journey.
Yeah. He went on a journey.
But her dead husband's alive, guys.
Okay. Just in case y'all were worried.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's up from something at the water cooler. You can say, hey, did you hear about that?
Hey, they're still alive. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's game time. Stay with us.
We saw David yesterday. We recorded some commercials. You'll hear shortly. And he was talking about, in the news last week, especially some major mortgage companies, they're stopping doing mortgages. Yeah. And what's so great about First Equity is that they're not going anywhere. So you do not need to worry about that. You know, gimmicks don't work. And at First Equity, they're not doing any gimmicky things. They want to give you the best deal right away. They've been doing it for 23 plus years and counting. And they will be around as long as you need a mortgage. And that's what's so wonderful about working with First Equity, a local lender, part of the community, doing a wonderful job time and time again. You'll want to work with them again. You'll want to tell your friends and family. That's how this works. Rates are going down and business is back. So now's a great time. Just see if it's the right time for you. They take the time to get to know you. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
Lori and Julia here.
I'm writing a song.
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on my talk 1071, everything entertainment, everything fun. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is time to play a little game. And today we are playing Rock Band, Racehorse, or Porn Film. That's right. I'm going to give you a title, and you have to tell me, is it a rock band, is it a racehorse, or is it a classic porn film?
Wow. Okay. All right. Racehorse. Okay. Racehorse. I gotta write this down.
I love that you have to write this down.
Porn. Yeah. What was the other one?
Rock band.
Rock band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Racehorse, rock band, porn. You ready?
All right. Yeah. Ready. Holly and I are playing together.
You're playing as a team.
Okay. Cool. Love it.
You ready?
Oh yeah.
First one. White men can't hump.
Ooh.
Well, that's porn for sure.
Yeah.
I gave you an easy one. That's right. That's right. It's a good one. Okay, next one. Chin up.
Oh.
Is that a racehorse, rock band, or porn film?
Rock band, maybe?
No, I'm thinking that's a racehorse.
You think it's a horse?
Yeah, I think that's a horse.
All right.
Let's go with the horse.
Let's go with the horse. Yeah. Final
going
answer.
With the horse? No.
Oh.
Chin up is a band.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Maybe the playing the flute or something.
Goat whore?
I hope that's not a porn.
But maybe it is.
Goat whore.
And hopefully no one named their horse that.
Is that a rock band, racehorse, or porn?
Should we go with rock band?
I'm going with rock band. That sounds like some Norwegian, like, you know, metal.
Yeah. Oh, Scandinavians will do something like, okay, sure. Rock band, final answer.
You are right. That's right. Show us that goat whore. That's right.
That would be a Satan voice.
That would be.
Yeah, vocalist there.
Okay, here we go. Van Hunt.
Oh. Van Hunt.
With an H.
Hunt.
Hunt.
Van is like a horse, right?
Van Hunt.
Yeah, you have to be careful saying that one.
I am saying that very, very carefully.
Oh, that has to be a
rock band, racehorse, or porn.
I think we can go with horse.
Yeah, let's go with horse.
Yeah.
No, that's a rock band.
No,
it is.
Van Hunt.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm mature enough to play this game. Oh, it's just a guy's name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, well.
He's a singer-songwriter. Oh, did he date Halle Berry?
Yes!
Oh.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I get why they were a pair.
Next one.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Wild, wild breasts.
And next up on the racehorse, look who won. Wild, wild breath.
It's wild, wild breath coming from behind.
Took it by a leg.
Coming from behind.
Oh, man. Oh, a porn or a rock band? Your pick, Holly.
I'm picking porn.
All right. Porn.
You are right. That's right. Holly knows her adult films of the 70s.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes. Okay. Electric Six.
Ooh.
Rock band, racehorse, or porn?
I'm thinking band.
I'm thinking band too, Alexis.
All right. We're going to go with that, Jace.
Going to go with band? You are right.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
No, no.
Romping Texas 5.
Romping horses romp. But romp.
Ooh.
But then there's the romp.
Ooh.
Romping Texas 5.
Now, in the bed.
I have a follow-up question, Jason.
Yeah.
Is the 5 a Roman numeral?
Ooh.
Holly,
right, because that would indicate a horse, right?
Yeah, lineage.
Right.
Versus a series of horny movies.
A menage a trois.
Yeah. I need this information.
A series of horny movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holly, according to the information in front of me, it is spelled out. F-I-V-E.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Romping Texas 5.
Didn't know that there would be a third choice.
This is spelled out. Romping Texas 5. Is this a rock band, racehorse, or pornography?
You know what? I'm going with rock band.
Oh, you are?
Because it's spelled out because here's the logic. Roman numeral would have been a horse because that means that there would have been four romping Texans before that.
Right, right.
The film would be a number because that would indicate it as the fifth in the film series.
Right, or number of people involved.
Yeah, and five.
Romping.
Yes, okay, we're going with rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, rock band. Money, big money, big money.
Romping Texas 5 is a horse.
Dang.
It's a horse.
No!
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, these are hard.
I know. Okay, here we go. Next, rock band, racehorse, or pern. Satan's Reserve. Satan's Reserve. Rock band, racehorse, or porn.
It kind of sounds like a rock band, but I mean... That would be an interesting porn.
Spicy.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Let's go rock band.
Okay, going with Alexis.
Yeah, let's try that.
You're going to go with rock band?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
That is a horse.
Someone named their horse Satan?
Yes.
Wait, was it Satan's what?
Satan's Reserve.
Reserve. Oh, my. Wow, that's a lot to live up to for a horse.
Next.
Okay.
Hot to trot.
I guess you'd have a really cool costume, though. Like, don't you think?
You don't put costumes on a racehorse.
Don't they wear a cape or something, Alexis, when they go?
This isn't the French bulldog races at Canterbury.
Don't they have some fanfare, like a cape or like a mask or something? When they trot out to show off?
Well, they have a
off?
Uniform.
Okay.
Well, yeah, or like when they're running.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool leg warmers or something?
Dude, did they dress up the racehorses? Yeah, look.
I mean, say this for sure. You can have a lot of fun with that.
Dressing them up like Hamburglar. Yeah. coming down the pike, here's Hamburglar. Oh. Rubble. Okay. Here's the penultimate one. Are you ready, ladies?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just lost. Oh, City Liquor.
Ooh.
I gotta go with porn. I just gotta go with porn.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
right. That's reverbing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Porn.
City Liquors. Yep. It's porn.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Want to see their hot take on Jack Palance doing a one arm push up?
That's right. Okay, here we go.
I mean, his name was Curly.
I mean, seriously. Here we go. Final one.
Oh, okay.
Mastodon.
Well, that's a band. I know that for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then that won't be the last one. That won't be. I'm not going to end on that one. That's too easy.
I've heard of Mastodon.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Last one. The Merry Rabbit. Racehorse, rock band, or porn?
Rabbits are fast. It could be a fast horse.
Uh-huh. Rabbits make love fast. Keep that in mind as well. Maybe I'm throwing a wrench in this, but
That's right.
And it could be just to be the Merry Rabbit could be
doing it like rabbits. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Alexis, I'm going to defer to you.
Okay.
Merry Rabbit. What is it? Merry spelled M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh,
Merry
that
Rabbit.
Makes a difference. Merry Rabbit. Okay, we're gonna go. Ooh, it's either band or it's porn. Let's go with porn.
Porn. All right, porn. Big money. Big money.
I'm sorry.
What is it, Chase?
That's a horse. Merry Rabbit is a horse.
Mary. Oh man.
The famous horse.
Fast horse.
Very fast horse. So there we go, everybody. That has been rock band, race horse. Or porn. There we go. Yes.
Very I like nice. That game.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. He learned something. I mean, we learned a couple porn names and a couple horse names. So, yeah.
Yeah.
When we return, too old for housewives. Plus, I have a little review I watched, I finished Emily in Paris. I'll give an overview of how I feel about the whole shenanigan when we return. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe. Welcome back to Finding Ryan's Privates. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning right here. On,
that's a racehorse.
That's a racehorse, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome back to Goodwill Humping right here on My Talk.
Oh my God.
Jace with Lex and Holly.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were talking about Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, oh. Edward Penis Hands? That's right. Yes.
There you go.
It's yeah. real, Alexis.
Or Kermit's Fingers.
What? Yeah.
What? What?
What? What? What's happening?
What? What?
Oh, my gosh. That's one of my favorite what? Naughty dad jokes. But I can't say it.
Oh. Oh. I love, Holly, I love that she says the end of the joke here, like on the radio. She doesn't complete it.
No,
she,
I can't say it.
I don't know.
I can't. Oh. I can't. Oh, does it involve its girlfriend?
He said penis fingers.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I don't even know the joke.
Other side. Okay.
Well, I mean, you would think that Gonzo would be the one for the porn parody.
Seriously. given the shape of his face,
yeah,
he is the most adaptable to a career in adult films.
It would be nice to have Gonzo as a boy.
I mean, yeah, Gonzo alone.
I wouldn't leave the house if Gonzo was my boyfriend.
Gonzo!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I would go to Target and maybe that was about it. And then just come back to the house. Oh, God. What Muppet would be the worst lover?
Fozzie.
Fozzie. Oh, God.
Because he'd be trying to make bad jokes all the time.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that would get annoying.
And he would, his fur would stink.
Oh.
I'm just thinking of hygiene.
Oh.
I think Janice would be good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure, Janice.
It's getting the jacuzzi.
Miss Piggy might be greedy.
Yeah.
She's a selfish lover. Miss Piggy would be a selfish
she's a
lover.
Giver. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Kermit would be a giver.
Kermit.
You know what I mean? Kermit would be
absolutely.
A mutual. Yes. Kermit would be a good lover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those rats would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oof. I don't know about that.
I bet
how
Sam.
About animal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too wild.
Oh. No. Oh. Hey. Hey.
Animal would come with duct tape, a duck, and a bucket, you know? Yeah.
I bet Sam Eagle. Sam Eagle, you know, he's all stoic.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's probably a freak in the sheets.
Yeah. It's the quiet ones. You're right. Sam the Eagle. Oh, he would be the one that would wrap you in saran wrap and put you in a dog kennel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Who else? What
Statler and Bald Guys.
Statler
and Bald.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, they just want you to watch.
Yeah, you're right.
They'd sit in the balcony and watch you.
Are we still going to have jobs after this?
Yeah, we should.
Oh, what okay. about the
Are
one
you kidding
guy,
me? Have you heard Lori and Julia?
Oh, that's
this
true.
This is their show every day, Holly. You know.
True.
Oh, God.
How about Scooter?
And... No, he'd be a boring lover.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Missionary only.
Oh, yeah. With his little headset on.
Yeah.
One to maybe 2 minutes. Maybe Scooter would be good then. Maybe Scooter's kind of the one you want.
I
you was know?
Like, I thought we just gave the consensus and would you rather yesterday on the program.
That's right.
We only wanted 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Yeah, it depends on the day. How much time do we have? Did we already discuss Beaker?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Did we already discuss
Beaker? A good Muppet lover?
Did we already? I'm sorry. I just like the way you just said that. Did we already discuss Beaker as a lover? It's probably one of my favorite things you've ever said on our show. Have we already discussed?
I mean, you know when things would escalate quickly.
Oh, God. Beaker?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, God.
He won't shut up.
Oh, God, he'd be a noisy lover. Oh, can you imagine the moment of O for him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you want a single family home at that point.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, you wouldn't want to live in an apartment with Beaker. Oh, God.
What's going on in apartment 3? What is that? It'd be like one of those things, like when the cats used to have sex on the roof across from my apartment.
Oh.
You didn't know if they were fighting or if they were loving.
Yeah. Oh, that can get violent. Same with raccoons we've talked about.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're loud.
Oof. Okay. Oh, is it time for the My Talkies yet or no? Not yet. Okay.
In a few minutes. We're almost there.
Okay, what is this? I am curious, Lex. You wrote on the sheet, too old for housewives. What is this?
Oh, okay. So, you know, with New Jersey, you know how they're doing? Actually, Jace, while you were gone, the Ultimate Girls Trip, the new cast was announced.
Yes.
So, it's going to be good. And people from the first two seasons.
Alex McCord is back.
Yes. Oh, man. Speaking of
awkward lovemaking.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, that's going to be really fun. Well, Carolyn Manzo... is one of the people who I think she'll be on the Ultimate Girls Trip this third season. But Melissa Gorga now, of course, New Jersey, she's saying she's too old to be in the Real Housewives. And is there such a thing?
Oh,
wait,
oh no.
What now? What now?
Still thinking about Muppet Love.
No. I just read Alexis's text message where she told us the beginning of the show.
Wait a second.
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, God. I just read the beginning of the joke that Alexis told you the end of. I shouldn't have looked at my phone. I literally thought it was just Colin texting. Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry, Lex. I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay. We may have to do another inhaler segment, Lex. We're coughing.
Yeah, we're wheezing.
We're wheezing
like the Swedish chef.
Oh, or Beaker. Beaker at climax.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Anyway, can you ever be too old to be on The Real Housewives is my ultimate question. That's what Melissa Gorga says about Carolyn Manzo. Like, why is she on here? She's too old and boring. But is there such a thing? She's only 61 years old.
No, that's how old they should be.
Yeah.
I just think Melissa's jealous. Because she wanted to be on that. Don't you think?
I do.
I mean, that kind of goes to what Jason said yesterday.
How do we follow Muppet Love? I don't know. What's up, Holly?
Well, Jason, you said yesterday that you were concerned about the Real Housewives of New York City because the cast was too young. Oh, God.
Yeah, this is opposite.
Is this going to play us out today?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we got 30 seconds. We're going to...
right back with the My Talk Awards right after this.